When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium and Gerard Mayo with us around 9 this morning. Drake May this afternoon on the afternoon show. Busy week as always. Tomorrow it is a Ty Tuesday. And Ty Law will join us at 9 tomorrow. Celtics Wednesday, the day after, Mego at 9, talking Celtics with us, and a Bruins Thursday with Mike Milbury at 9 on Thursday. And then Friday, we're on the road, Flex Friday show. As we get ready for Veterans Day weekend, we will be at the American Heritage Museum, which is in Hudson and in half in my adopted home continent of Stowe. And I hope you come out on Friday and say hello and thank you to all of the veterans that will be there with us, and enjoy the 66,000 square feet of military artifacts and exhibits that they have at the American Heritage Museum on Friday.
I can't wait to see the planes, because you said that they have, like, actual...
Everything. They have tanks, they have planes, they have guns. The place is awesome.
They have a snack bar?
Yeah. I think there's snacks. Yeah, definitely snacks, Curtis.
And don't you feel, I don't mean to sound hokey, but, like, tomorrow, don't you just feel so grateful for those that served and allow us to vote?
Like, yes,
there's such, how close we were, if not for people like those we'll meet on Friday, to being unable to cast a vote in a free and fair election.
Yeah, no, it's it should be an interesting day tomorrow.
Big week. I'm more into the trade deadline. That's for me.
I am. I certainly am.
I keep forgetting that that's tomorrow.
How?
Because I'm just trying to...
Do you not watch football? Every 5 seconds, there's a commercial.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, to stand in that line tomorrow and,
You got to do it.
I know I got to do it. I wish I had done it early.
Face storm the beaches so we can stand in line.
Courtney, you do what's best for you. You don't have to listen to Greg and say, because he says you got to do it. If you don't like neither two of the buffoons, you ain't got to do it.
Amen.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Are you not going to vote?
I don't know yet. Okay. I haven't made that decision.
But you should. There are a lot of other things on the ballot that you can vote for besides just the president.
True.
Right. But I look at...
You could just go and say yes on shrooms in every race. Like all the...
Shroom things, like I said, I you know, for me, listening to... who was the late girl we had on?
Eliza Dushku.
Dushku. Dushku.
Yep.
It's pronounced douche.
All right. If that's what she wants, and that's what people who do shrooms want, I ain't got no issues with it. I mean, I don't do – shrooms is not my thing.
Yeah.
I saw somebody yesterday. I was in the hub right underneath the garden, and there was some people holding signs and went to Mike Pastry to grab a cannoli. And there were some people – there were some people holding signs about
number five.
Yeah, vote no on question five. And I was like, good for you. I mean, for people that are in that field that, know what the implications were. Why is it me to be like voting yes against something that I don't know?
That won't impact
me. It won't impact me. Right. Doesn't affect me in any way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I haven't seen one person who it will affect saying vote yes on five.
Right.
Not
literally
one.
Not one.
Not
you're
one.
Right.
You mean one server, bartender, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody that's actually in the industry and would be directly impacted by it saying they don't.
It seems like none of them want it.
Right.
Right.
Like, and even the governor, who normally would lean in that direction, is saying that she doesn't think that it's good for the state. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But yes, all right. In the meantime, we got a couple leads left. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So the middle of April, I'm not saying promote this, but I guess maybe now that Courtney is with the, you know, people do stuff that's reckless, let's kind of make a move on them and see if we can kind of take a little bit of, what is it, retribution?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Middle of April, the Celtics will take on the Charlotte Hornets, and somebody should run that goofball Grant Williams. What a moron he is.
Amen. I know.
Like the whole thing.
They can't stand him, by the way.
Like the whole thing is like, oh, I was reaching for the ball. Like, you could have literally like hurt Jason Tatum or like any player. Like that's just, we criticize Draymond Green for stupid stuff. There's a difference between a hard foul and just a knucklehead, bonehead. You could potentially hurt a player move. And what he did to Jason Tatum was an absolute bonehead move. I give Jason Tatum a lot of credit because he was very professional about it. He just got up. He didn't engage. Then afterwards, they were trying to get him to kind of engage in the media. He would not do that. So I give Jason Tatum, and I've always given him a ton of credit. But listen, if I was part of your entourage, Tatum, don't worry about it. We'll make sure Grant gets his. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I mean,
what a moron
Derek
he is.
White. Derek White gave him a little bit.
Right, but even then, like, I'm talking old school, like, you know, Tito Santana forearm across the bridge of the nose, like Kurt Rambis, Kevin McHale type.
He's
of
a jackass.
Oh, what a
we
moron.
Talked about it. The way, he was a jackass when he was playing for us.
Right.
When he was demanding to get the ball more, he was a jackass.
But don't you think you could be smarter and try a little harder to make it not so blatantly obvious? And then when you see it, so in real time, I was actually watching, and I didn't think much of it. I was like, oh, maybe he was going for the ball. The second you see a replay, Scal's like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
And then for him to stand there after the game and act like it was some basketball play.
And like, that's my good friend or whatever. Like,
Not anymore, probably.
You know, no. We got issues. So they play, the Celtics will take on the Hornets at the end of the season in Boston. So
in April,
in April. I think it's April 11th and then April 13th, something along those lines.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Speaking of the Celtics, if you're somebody who likes a good grudge, it seems like there may be one lingering between the players on this team and Kendrick Perkins. There are reports that are out today. One of them is from the U.S. Sun. I don't know. Is that a source that we accept, Curtis?
I've never even heard of it.
It's like the U.S. version of the London Sun, which is
Sun overseas is pretty.
It's a tabloid.
But they're
though.
On it.
They're on it.
Yeah. I would believe that.
I lived in England.
Apparently, Perk wanted to be at Banner Night, and there were guys on this basketball team who said, nope. He is banned from the building, and we don't like the way he was talking about this team last season. And so I'm okay with that.
I got no issues with that. I got no issues with it at all.
I would have brought him and then showed him on the Jumbotron as they raised the banner and mocked him.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been funnier from my perspective.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of petty to not bring him.
But he was talking reckless about Tatum last year. He used to talk so reckless about Tatum. I got no issues with that. Why, you know, it's one thing to criticize a player and be like, okay, but he was like talking reckless in the sense like, you know, just his team's no good, all the issues that they had. And I get it. He's doing what he's supposed to do. But I think that's part of it. Like, if you're there, those guys, you don't want him around.
But do what they did with, like, the TNT crew. Send the receipts of, like, all the things that they had said about them. And so if you want, have him in the building, put him on the Jumbotron, and then have everything he said playing over him. And have the whole place boo him.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but
that's ultimate pettiness.
It's one thing when it's Shaq, Charles Barkley, and you're like, all right, with the receipts. But with Perk, I guess, you know, I don't know. I just feel like you played for the team, and I get that you're trying to be critical because of, you know, you're the basketball guy on ESPN. But that's what comes with the territory. You know, I would understand if I was on ESPN, if I was on this platform, and I was crucifying a team, and then that team wins a chip, and I want to go beat him.
Well, that never happens because as soon as you start to criticize somebody, you get a bag of merch, and then you don't.
I ain't got no merch
from who? From the Celtics. You need merch.
Yeah, I didn't get no merch from the Celtics, and I'm always giving them praise.
How much you pay for those seats the other night?
Huh? Oh, that is true. That's not merch, though. That is different. I will take that.
You'll take that.
Yeah. So I mean, that's just you know, a lucky fan who stumbled into
that is
tickets.
A perk.
Right. Well done. And Wiggy actually said off the air, you have to get free tickets because of how expensive the beer is. At some
I bought a couple beers.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are our leads. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday. Boomer Esiason will be with us at 8. And we'll talk about yesterday and the New England Patriots and the Titans with Boomer. And Curtis is, I think rightly so, upset with the decision that Jerod Mayo made when it came to not going for two. We'll talk to Jerod Mayo about that at 9. And we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports next.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.